What's up, Pharmacy Nation? I'm Pharmacy Joe. Thank you for being a listener of the Elective Rotation, a critical care and hospital pharmacy podcast. This is episode 485. In this episode, I'll discuss whether etomidate can be given as a continuous infusion. I have all the evidence supporting today's show linked up in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode485. Etomidate is a non-barbiturate general anesthetic agent. By far the most common use for etomidate in ICU patients is as an induction agent during rapid sequence intubation. Etomidate would be effective at providing sedation as a continuous infusion. However, there's just one problem. It wouldn't be safe. Adrenal insufficiency occurs after continuous infusion of etomidate or repeated bolus doses. And this does not occur to a clinically relevant level with single doses. But there still might be a case where continuous infusion of etomidate is desirable in a case of severe Cushing syndrome. We can use the adverse effect of a continuous etomidate infusion as a therapeutic benefit. In a case report of ectopic Cushing syndrome from a neuroendocrine carcinoma, etomidate was given as a 0.04 mg per kilo per hour infusion for 2 weeks. The dose was gradually tapered down according to daily cortisol results, and a dose of 0.01 milligrams per kilo per hour was used during the last 4 days of the infusion. The infusion was stopped the day before surgical resection. Interestingly, since this dose was much lower than what would be used for sedation, the patient did not experience any respiratory effects for the duration of the infusion. Correlating parameters of medications such as adverse effects or mechanism of action with the pathophysiology of a disease like this is an essential step in applying your knowledge to the benefit of patients at the bedside. Members of my Hospital Pharmacy Academy have access to my Clinical Pharmacist Mindset Training that offers practical advice on correlating medication parameters to pathophysiology of disease, as well as how to achieve and maintain credibility with the healthcare team, prioritize your workday, communicate with physicians, and build relationships with physicians and other medical professionals. This is just one of the over 100 training modules available 24/7 to Academy members, as well as many other resources to help in your practice as a hospital pharmacist. To get immediate access to everything the Academy has to offer, go to pharmacyjoe.com/academy to join today. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next episode of the Elective Rotation.